This is Dakota Datebook for June 27th. North Dakota remembers Theodore Roosevelt, featuring the words of Roosevelt as performed by Steve Stark. The dawn of the burgeoning 20th century America cast light on both poverty and progress. Health and public welfare conditions were limited at best, horrific and deadly at worst. Crusading reporters and newspapers began public exposés against questionable patent medicines, quack practitioners, exploitative businessmen, filthy food preparation, and squalid working conditions. Theodore Roosevelt joined in the fight with the newspaper scribes he dubbed muckrakers. As president, T.R. campaigned for sweeping legislative reform with the Pure Food and Drug Act passed in 1902. These efforts would lead to America's Food and Drug Administration.
The enactment of a pure food law was a recognition of the fact that the public welfare outweighs the right to private gain, and that no man may poison the people for his private profit. The federal government has been able to accomplish a great benefit to the public in the direction of protecting it from impure and misbranded foods and drugs. The work begun must be carried forward in the interest of both the public and the body of food producers who are engaged in honest business. A broadly effective and successful enforcement of law depends upon the support of an aroused and intelligent public opinion. Much has been done in stopping traffic in unhealthy and adulterated foodstuffs, but there remains yet more to do, and the progress which has been made must be safeguarded. No people are more vitally interested than working men and women in questions of public health. The pure food law must be strengthened and efficiently enforced. There must be public opinion back of the laws, or the laws themselves will be of no avail. We propose that the people shall control both the legislatures and the courts, not to pervert the Constitution, but to overthrow those who themselves pervert the Constitution into an instrument for perpetuating injustice.
Today's Dakota Datebook was written and performed by Steve Stark. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the Historical Society of North Dakota. This series with funding from the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation.